Welcome to your Knockdown News Break on the Wrestling Perspective Podcast. I'm Chris Calicut. I've got some good news and some bad news. Sorry, Wade Barrett. Which would you like first? I'm a bad news first kind of guy myself, so here we go. John Cena and Nikki Bella have officially called it quits after a 6-year relationship. In the famous words of the band Hathaway, "What is love, love?" Anyways, I don't even know myself, and I've officially erased WrestleMania 33 out of my mind. In a positive twist, I can't wait for The Miz to cut a piping hot promo on the subject as a follow-up from the Mania story. Cena seems to be taking it the worst so far, even though he made Nikki sign a 75-page agreement before moving in with him. Now, for the good news. The Wrestling Perspective Podcast is growing, ladies and gentlemen. We've reached an agreement with the former WWE star and current intergender champion, Mr. No Chin Music, James Ellsworth. Dennis will co-host a weekly podcast earlier in the week before Petey and Dennis's show, and this proves that any podcast with two shows has a fighting chance. Their first episode drops this week. WrestleMania has come and gone, but the effects are still lingering. Charlotte broke Asuka's streak last Sunday to then drop the title to a cashing in Carmella after a beatdown from the debuting Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. In somewhat of a surprise, Brock Lesnar retained the Universal Championship over Roman Reigns, while Seth Rollins captured the IC title, Nia Jax got her first WWE gold, and the Bludgeon Brothers hammered home the victory against the New Day and Usos. Styles and Nakamura never quite got going, but we figured out why after the match, as Nakamura turned heel. Ronda Rousey was met with rave reviews after her first WWE match alongside Kurt Angle, where they defeated Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, who played the perfect foils. At NXT TakeOver on Saturday, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa put on a masterpiece of a main event as the new ultimate underdog of NXT, Gargano, got his job back. Aleister Black is your new NXT champion after another great performance against Andrade Cien Almas. Ember Moon couldn't get out of the grasp of Shayna Baszler and lost her NXT women's title. In the tag title scene, Roderick Strong changed allegiances and took out his partner Pete Dunne to assist the Undisputed Era in retaining the belts. The band is back together again from ROH. In what may have stolen the weekend, the North American Championship has its first holder in Adam Cole as the Undisputed Era took a clean sweep of the matches that they participated in. Speaking of NXT, the roster is a bit lighter after the main roster shows on Monday and Tuesday. Main roster call-ups included the newly dubbed Iconics, formerly the Iconic Duo of Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, Ember Moon, the Authors of Pain, minus Paul Ellering now, and no, wait, Jose. However, the fiesta should not start yet, as the superstar shakeup is Monday and Tuesday of this week. Who will switch from red to blue and vice versa? Tune in tonight, and the guys will share their thoughts later on this week. Just when you thought Mania season was over, WWE pulls something like the Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia on April 27th with a noon Eastern start time on the East Coast in the States. A card worthy of the Mania moniker, Undertaker will take on Chris Jericho in a casket match, all 7 male titles will be defended, and a 50-man Royal Rumble will ensue. Oh, the humanity! Keyword being man, because women will not be allowed to perform on the card. Be sure to join the Wrestling Perspective shows all this week featuring Petey Williams, James Ellsworth, and Dennis Farrell. Subscribe wherever podcasts are available and rate the show 5 stars. Follow the guys on social media at IPetyWilliams, at RealEllsworth, and at Dennis77Farrell. Follow the show's new Twitter account at WP_pod, and me personally, Chris Calicut, at Knockdown_media. This has been your Knockdown News Break on the Wrestling Perspective Podcast.